Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Some weeks back on the spousal cheating website known as Ashley Madison, when that was hacked, as you remember, millions of names of that database were released. And the fallout was immediate. In New Orleans, a man who was both a pastor and a seminary professor took his own life. And though there was no indication that he had actually ever cheated on his wife, at least none to my knowledge, he could not stand the shame and the embarrassment of being associated with such a website. In the suicide note that he left for his wife, he expressed his deep, deep sorrow over registering for that site. And although he was a man who offered grace and mercy and forgiveness to others throughout his life, in the end he could not extend those same things to himself. It's a very sad story, and unfortunately it's a very familiar story. A number of years ago, I was asked to do a funeral for a man when I was living back in San Francisco, a man who had committed suicide when it was discovered that he was having an affair with the 16-year-old girl next door. One of my daughter's teachers at the middle school that she attended a number of years ago was found dead in Lady Bird Lake. This was, again, a few years back, of an apparent suicide when he learned that he was being investigated by the FBI and the IRS for his connections with various Palestinian organizations. A young girl from that same middle school just last year took her own life by walking on the train tracks into an oncoming train because of the bullying that she was receiving from classmates. Over and over again, we hear these stories of people who are emotionally and psychologically overwhelmed, sometimes spiritually too, overwhelmed by the circumstances of their lives. Many of us, even I know, have family members or friends who've had to deal with this tragedy of suicide. You may not know, though, that St. Paul went through a period of life like this himself. Listen to the words of St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. He said, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death." But Paul and his companions found a way beyond and over and through the despair. And that way was God, who had delivered them before and who they trusted would deliver them again. As Paul wrote in Romans 7, "What a wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death?" But then he says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." On this day in which we commemorate the Reformation, we remember that Martin Luther himself went through a period in his life of this deep travail and despair. Now, if you know the story of Martin Luther's life, his was more spiritual than emotional. But he too despaired of life, wondering how he could possibly attain to the righteousness of God, and thus how he could ever possibly attain to the blessedness of heaven. And like with Paul, the hope that lifted Luther out of his deep despair was the gift of God's grace and mercy and forgiveness that he found in the death and in the resurrection of Jesus. Paul asked this question. You know, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? We could certainly add to that list, couldn't we? Shall being caught on a cheater's website, or being investigated by the FBI, or being bullied by kids at school, and on and on and on. Shall any of those things separate us from the love of Christ either? And Paul has an answer. No. In all these things, he says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation. And that includes shame and guilt and embarrassment, loneliness, fear, low self-esteem. None of those things will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In our gospel reading today, Jesus said to his disciples that if they continue in his word, then they were truly his disciples, and they would know the truth, and the truth would set them free. The truth that Jesus spoke of was the truth that Paul and that Luther discovered. It was the truth of the gospel. The truth that God has forgiven us of our sin already through the death and the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. And that this forgiveness is poured out upon us entirely through faith, based not at all on our works or worthiness. The truth that sets us free from the bondage of sin, free from the sentence of sin, is that Jesus has already paid the debt of our sin by dying for us on the cross. There is no shame or guilt left for us to bear, because Jesus has already borne it all in our place. A number of years ago, this was probably back 70s or 80s, there was a Christian singer by the name of Don Francisco. And he wrote and recorded a song called I Don't Care Where You've Been Sleeping. And it kind of tells the story of the prodigal son. And in that song, Jesus, as the loving father, sings to the prodigal son. He says, I don't care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin that you could imagine that is stronger than my love. And it's all yours if you'll come home again to me. There's no sin that you can imagine that is stronger than God's love for you. And that right there is the truth that sets us free. You know, we're held in bondage by so many things in our lives. Paul originally was held by his Pharisaic beliefs and his Pharisaic way of life. Luther was held by his desire to satisfy the righteousness of God. Many of us are held captive by guilt, by shame, by despair, things that we carry around with us over past sins or present failures. Though the chains that we wear are merely metaphorical and metaphysical, they are no less binding and no less real than those chains made of iron and those chains made of steel. And thus we need Jesus. And we need his gift of forgiveness to free us from these chains that hold us back from living life the way God wants us to live it, living it to its fullest. Remember, there is no sin that you could ever imagine, that you could ever commit, that you could ever think that is stronger than God's love. And that is the truth. Believe that. Hope that. And live that. And you will indeed live free. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.